Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin this news hour in Iran. The government there says its air defense systems have shot down three drones. And these interceptions are reported to have happened near the central Iranian city of Isfahan. Iranian media says a nuclear site and a military base in the vicinity were not damaged. And American media, citing U.S. officials, say it was an Israeli attack, but the Israeli military itself has not commented. Israel had said it would retaliate after Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel last Saturday. Well, the U.S. and Israel have agreed on a shared objective to defeat Hamas in Rafah during virtual talks on Israel's plan to launch a ground operation in that city. The Pentagon says that it believes Israel can complete its offensive whilst protecting civilian lives. That's despite mounting pressure from rights groups warning that it would turn Rafah into a graveyard. Well, the United States, meanwhile, has vetoed a draft resolution at the UN Security Council, which called for Palestine to become a full member of the United Nations. The US was the only country to vote against it. 12 members voted in favour, with the UK and Switzerland abstaining. Well, to India now, where nearly a billion voters are casting their ballots in a six-week election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third consecutive term in office. Nearly 1 billion people are registered to vote. They'll be casting their ballots in seven phases at 1 million polling stations until early June. There are 543 seats in the Lok Sabha, or the lower house of parliament. A party needs a simple majority of 272 seats to govern. India's 28 states will decide whether to extend the rule of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP. Modi was first elected 10 years ago. He was re-elected in 2019 after the highest voter turnout in India's history. The BJP's main challenger is the Indian National Congress, led by Rahul Gandhi. The party's governed for much of the 77 years since independence. Modi is accused of silencing his critics and also cracking down on independent media. India has fallen 21 places in the annual World Press Freedom Index. And India's 200 million Muslims say they've been persecuted under the BJP's Hindu nationalist policies.
Coming up on The Take, new and expecting mothers navigate an increasingly treacherous war zone. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.